Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you see this replay or if you're watching it live. Listen, as you can see the title, it's Next Level, Please. Have you ever been in this place where you find yourself in the same situation and it just seems like you're never progressing, you're never going forward? I know what that place looks like. And that place is a arrested development place. It's like you're never growing. You just stand in the same place, the same cycle, the same situation. And you have to recognize it. And so I come today to help you recognize these cycles that you've been in, this place of arrested development that you're not growing, you're not making it to the next level. It's like education. There's requirements that you're supposed to have to go from one level to another level. And in this same thing as kingdom, you can't be a babe and ask for God to give you mature things. If you're not even handling the babe things, how can you actually want the mature things? And so all of these things that God has been asking you to do, asking you to pray, asking you to forgive, asking you to fast, follow the Ten Commandments, all these things are requirements, and he's asking you to follow these things. And then if we sit back and think about it, I didn't. I'm just being real with you. I was in the church. You know, I was hearing scriptures. I wasn't meeting the requirements. I was hearing it, and the word says, to whom much is given, much is required. If I'm sitting there and I'm getting all of this information, I'm required to actually do something with it. If I don't do anything with it, then I'm going to be held accountable for it. And so the repercussions that come with it, the stagnation that comes with it, because I'm not using it, It kept me in arrested development stage. It was like I was never growing. I stayed at this one place spiritually for the longest. This one place spiritually, the place that'll cause you to fall into rebellion, the place that will cause you to fall into stubbornness, the place that will cause you to fall into disobedience. I'm just listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you what I dealt with. I'm talking about me. This is what I dealt with. And so I'm telling you, if you want to ever beat this rest of development, you want to beat these cycles, you're going to have to actually decide to yourself, am I going to mature? And I got to get some deliverance. I got to recognize these things. If you can't recognize the cycles that you're in, you can't recognize the triggers that are causing you to be into these cycles or be into this place of falling into depression, falling into a spirit of failure. You're feeling like you can't make it. Everything that you do, you fail. And this thing got you scared. Listen, this thing will get you scared and jack up your whole life because you're not meeting the requirements to make it to the next level that you're able to. Listen to what I'm telling you now. It's stopping you from being able to walk in your destiny and purpose. The enemy, and guess what? We always like to say, man, the enemy is doing this. The enemy, some of this stuff is us. Some of this stuff is just flat out you. It's just you. I'm being serious. It's just you. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Get out of the way. Look at yourself in the mirror and see if you're actually following the instructions. See if you're actually following through with what you said you was gonna do. What you are required to do. The enemy ain't making you not do something. You make a choice every day to do it or not to do it. You make a choice. Now, sometimes it's demonic activities that have been operating in your bloodline, but my God, we got to see that too. We got to see that too. It's not acceptable to watch something that goes on in a bloodline and not deal with it. And here's the excuse that we usually make. Oh, that's just the way my family is. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. We're trying to go to the next level. You can't go to the next level still doing the same stuff that you did as a kid. I'm listening to what I'm telling you. I was an overgrown child trying to operate as a man. That crap wasn't working. I was irresponsible. I pouted. I ran away. I was disobedient, I was rebellious, all the little stuff that a kid does. But I'm sitting here talking about God. I want to be a man of God. God, I want to minister. God, I want to do all of these things. And I was like, can you just stay safe? Can you like follow my instructions? Can you follow the commandments? I mean, dang, they taught you the commandments as a kid. Can you follow those commandments? That's all I'm asking you to do, Gerald. Because if you can't follow, you can't do that. How in the world are you looking to do this stuff in these next levels? Won't happen. I'm just being real. I get it. Listen, I get it. I was there. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I know what it sounds like. I'm telling you, I know. I know what the surrounding things are. So I'm telling you now, if you find yourself in a situation where you're constantly in the same cycle, you're constantly in the same situation, you might want to ask God, what am I missing? Because I'm not making it to the next level. It's stopping me from starting that business. Because you won't be consistent. You won't be obedient. You won't follow through. And you won't operate in integrity. I'm just saying, these are the things that God had to deal with me with. Gerald, you got to operate in integrity. You got to operate in honesty. You got to operate in truth. You got to operate in righteousness. You got to operate in holiness. There's no way that you're gonna do what I'm asking you to do and you want to be worldly. Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. You might, it might seem like you prospered. It might seem because it's better than it was. So you'll be like, oh yeah, I'm prospering. God is on this. And then all of a sudden you just stay at that plateau. You don't go no higher. You stay right there. Your gift kept you right there. Cause you charismatic. Cause you understand mathematics or whatever it is that you understand. But to go to another level, there's another level of understanding that you must have. And if you can't get to that next level of understanding, you're gonna stay right there. You're gonna stay at this, I call it a religious place. I know the Bible. I go to church. I go to Bible study. And I did that too. And walking like a pure hellion. Looking like the world. Being a hypocrite. Man, come on, man. Stop playing. But when somebody tell you that, you don't want, I'm trying to help you get to the next level. Because this is, I had to have real truth. Talk to me. My wife gives me real truth. Sometimes, when I tell you, man, that thing, it took us a long time to get to a real truth with me. Because my whole life, I built it as a lie. Because I lied to myself, thinking that I was doing something that was righteous. Oh, that's not me. How would you know if it's not you if you're in a arrested development stage? You don't even see where you are. You don't even see the cycles you in. You don't even see that you ain't made it to the next level. You get one little good thing and you feel like you got to the next level. That ain't all it is. That is not all. I promise you, it is not all. Because it's better than it used to be, it makes you feel like you have arrived. You're not there. There's more to go. There's level to level and glory to glory. Think about it now. Let's think about this. You going to another level, and when you go into another level, you're going into another level of glory. You better hear what I'm saying. How are you going to function in a natural and function in glory? That'll kill you. Won't happen. You can't get in the presence of God like that. I'm trying to tell you, I know. I'm trying to tell you, I know. I tried to do it. I got frustrated because I couldn't get there. I couldn't get to where I needed to be. I couldn't get to what God was telling me to be until my life changed, until my circumstances changed, until my vocabulary changed, until my heart changed, until to what I saw changed, to what I heard changed. I'm trying to tell y'all, listen to what I'm telling you. I'm giving you some encouragement today. Listen, I ain't got to give you no scripture. You heard what I said. I've been giving you scripture. You're able to do. Somebody just said, I'm not able to do that. That's a lie. You're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Stop talking about what you can't do. Stop. You're telling your own self that you can't. The enemy probably ain't even telling you that no more. You done rehearsed it so much, you instantly say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't forgive. Oh, I can't let that go. Oh, I can't pray for them. You don't know what they did for me. The Bible say, pray for them that despitefully use you. Did we forget that part? I'm just saying. Because that's the thing that I had to deal with. I had to pray for my wife. I felt like she was fault finding. I used to call her the fault finder, and I couldn't get past the fault finding because it was fault finding. Fault finding turned into offense, and then offense became, I started building walls, and now nobody couldn't get through my walls because now she was trying to say something, but everything she said, I thought it was a fault finding. I thought she was coming against me, but she was actually seeing something that I could not see. You better catch this thing. I wasn't listening to God. God was trying to tell me the things that I was missing, but I wasn't hearing it. All I wanted was His glory. All I wanted was His riches. All I wanted was the things that He could give me. But what in the world was I giving God? That part. We're trying to get to the next level. We can't get to the next level if we're playing around. We can't get to the next level if you ain't playing with truth. If you ain't dealing with truth, how you gonna get to the next level? How you gonna get to the next level? I'm a coach. I tell my players all day, listen, man, how you gonna make it to the next place? How you gonna get to the next step? You can't still function as a little league player and wanna play in high school. You're gonna get yourself hurt. There's more things that you have to do. There's more requirements. That means you have to get into the weight room. That means you have to lift some weights. That means you have to get a little faster. That means you got to get a little bit of agility. That means you got to have a prayer life. That means you got to understand the authority that you have and decree and declare a thing. That means you got to have an understanding of how to outwit the enemy. That's agilities. Man, y'all better quit playing. Quit playing. Quit playing. Let's wake up. We trying to get to the next level. Stop being in the elementary school. Stop being in a arrested development place. Come on, y'all. Listen, these are the things that I had to hear, man. I had to start telling myself this stuff. My wife couldn't tell me because it was more. I would have hit her with a fault finding, and what it would do, it would fortify my spirit of offense. So she had to figure out different ways, and the Holy Spirit was having to say stuff to me in a different ways through a long period of time. I'm trying to stop you from going through this stuff. Year after 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 year. You see where I'm going with that? I'm talking about a long time. But here's what happens is the longer you stay in it, the more you can't even see. You can't even see that you're in a arrested development place. You can't even see that you're in a place where you're not even growing or not even maturing. Because you haven't figured out how to deal with the situation that you in maturely. I'm just saying, y'all. I know it's hard today, because I'm telling you right now, this was the hardest lesson that I had to learn. I wanted to go to the next level, but I wasn't meeting the requirements to get to the next level. I just wasn't doing it. So I'm asking you today, are you meeting the requirements? Are you doing everything? I'm talking about going over and beyond. Because here's what an athlete does. When he's trying to get to the next level, he's willing to wake up early in the morning and get that workout in. He's willing to get that workout in the afternoon. He's willing to get that workout in the evening. Any opportunity, any time that he gets, he's willing to get out there and hustle. He's willing to get out there and work his butt off. Are you willing to? We just saying about living right. We just saying staying in the commandments, staying in God's statutes, using our words, using our authority. That's all we're talking about. God does the rest. He just need a vessel that will be pure, a vessel that will operate in holiness and righteousness. Is that you? I'm asking. Because God is trying to raise up some All-Americans. He's trying to raise up the holy and the righteous. He's raising them up. But there's things that gotta do. It's a remnant that God is raising up. Are you part of that remnant? Are you in that group? Today is the day I want you to evaluate yourself. Because I'm evaluating myself. Because I know I'm trying to go to another level. So I'm already like, okay, you know, you gotta do a little bit more in this area, Gerald. You gotta do a little bit more in this area. You gotta stay a little bit more vigilant in this area. You gotta get your focus right in this area. You gotta get your understanding right in this area. You gotta tap into some more wisdom in this area. So listen, man, I'm not playing with this, man. I just wanna get to every level. When it's all said and done, I wanna stand before God. And God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Period. When I tell you what I'm telling you. I want to be able to have maximized everything. I spent way too long in a arrested development state, in a religious place, in a stupid place, in a prideful place, an arrogant place. I spent way too long in that place, man. Bump that. And thought I was growing. Man, I wasn't growing. I was getting older, but I wasn't growing spiritually, and I wasn't even growing in the natural, in my intellect, in my understanding. I wasn't growing in that. I was still in arrested development's place. It was so much stuff I didn't understand. But let me tell you something. When you get into place, God supernaturally speeds things up and catches you up. When I tell you I was so afraid to do business, so afraid to do other stuff like finances and dealing with money and dealing with business and writing stuff, I was so afraid of that because I was in this rested development place that caused me to have a spirit of fear and a spirit of failure. And it ran together and it caused me not to want to grow, not to want to mature. And I stayed in this stubborn and selfish place. Anybody been in that place? God has asked you to step out and step up and step out, and you ain't stepped up and stepped out yet. You've been standing in that same spot talking about, "I ain't ready yet. It, I don't think it's my time." Man, God done told you over and over to step up and step out, but you sitting there waiting on the road to somebody else to do something for you, and then now you'll step out. Man, come on now. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? You're trying to go to the next level. Let's go to the next level just in your faith. Next level in your obedience. Next level in your love. Next level in your forgiveness. Next level in your obedience. Come on, y'all. We're talking about next level. Because when you go to the next level, you tap into another level of glory. God is well pleased with what you're doing. Then you're walking in that level in glory. You're walking as a glory carrier. You're carrying something. You're carrying an anointing that's on your life that gives you the ability and access to things that most people don't have. Y'all better catch that part. I just said something. I hope y'all caught that. I just said something. So, Father, I'm praying for y'all right now. So, Father God, I just thank you for the next level. I thank you for meeting the requirements of the next level. I bind the rest of development stage. I bind that stubborn and lazy spirit that'll cause us to be in fear. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of procrastination. I bind the spirit of failure. I bind the spirit of offense. I bind the spirit of ignorance now in the name of Jesus, because your word says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So Father God, I thank you for knowledge being delivered today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they're searching themselves, Father God, that they're seeing any way that is not like you, anything that is causing them, Father God, to not be prosperous, to not to mature, Father God, spiritually and in the natural. So Father, I break the limits, Father God, that they have placed upon themselves, thinking that they can't do it. So Father, your word says that they can do all things through you who strengthens them. So Father, I thank you for supernatural strength upon them today. I thank you for the strength that they need to break away from the chains, the ball and chains, the cycles, the cage that they'll put themselves in, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now that the blood of Jesus, Father God, has cleansed them from all of their sins. Father God, from the sins that they have spoken now. I say, Father God, that the next level, Father God, is right before them. I declare that they're releasing themselves from themselves now. Father God, that they will no longer let themselves be the reason that they're not moving forward now in the name of Jesus. Let every scale be removed off of their eyes, that they can see the hope of their calling, that they can see the next level, that they can see the requirements now in the name of Jesus. And I bind that bullhead spirit. I bind the python spirit that has been squeezing the life out of them, causing them to be fatigued, causing them to be weary, causing them not to think. So Father God, I thank you that this day that they'll step up and step out. I thank you, Father God, that you're increasing their faith. You're increasing their authority. You're increasing their obedience, Father God. As they step up and step out, the faith level is increasing. The obedient level is increasing. Father God, the anointing upon their life is increasing now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I bind the deaf and dumb spirit now in the name of Jesus. Acting like they don't know, acting like they don't understand. I declare that they get understanding today. I declare that they get a new level of wisdom today. So Father, I thank you that your word says whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I declare freedom over each and every individual that is hearing this broadcast. Today is the day that they are being released into the next level. Be Father God, because they're giving you a yes to meet the requirements, Father God. They're surrendering to your will and your way, Father God, this day in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you and I praise you for the next level anointing. Father God, I thank you that they're tapping into the next level anointing, Father God. That every requirement to make it to the next level is being exceeded, Father God. They're doing over and beyond, Father God, and than the normal, than the average. We'll no longer operate in an average place, Father God, but we'll operate in the spirit of excellence. We'll operate in a spirit that, Father God, that over exceeds, Father God, the average. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you and I praise you that our mind has been renewed today. Our eyes have been opened today. So, Father God, we thank you for being wide awake. One of them. Your eyes are open. That you see now the hope of your calling. You see your destiny. You see your purpose. But most of all, you see the requirements to meet it. No longer will you look past the requirements and look for the goal part and looking for the destiny. But there's requirements. There's a workout that you have to do. There's some training that you have to do. There's some declarations that you have to learn. There's some prayers that you have to pray. There's some forgiveness that you have to do. There's another level of love that you have to walk into. I'm telling you now, tap into it. You know where your weak areas are. Those are the areas that you need to work on. Stop training and stop working on the areas that you're good in, that you're well accomplished in. Let's get onto those things that you've been disobedient on. Let's get onto those things that you've been rebellious on. Let's get to those things. Let's work on those things. Because those things are what's holding us back. So Father, I thank you that we meet those needs, that we meet those requirements, and we go forth now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Once again, thank y'all for joining me. As you can see, it's the next level, please. I'm asking for y'all to declare that I'm willing to go to the next level. But you got to be willing to meet the requirements to get to the next level. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. If you're a man, I got a mentoring program. You can go to my website, ppkglobal.org. That's ppkglobal.org. Listen, listen, it's men need men, and I'm not about, I can't judge anybody, so I don't judge you, your sins, I don't judge what you did or can't do. I'm just telling you what I've done and what I did, and I have a passion, and I got a level of grace for all people, but for men especially, because I understood what the enemy did to me, and I vowed to God that I'd do whatever I can, whatever he allows me to do, to help men and to help families be everything that they have called, that God want them to be, in the name of Jesus. All right, once again, thank you. I'm one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our gym ministries, geraldandyvette.com, or you can go to ppkglobal.org if you're a man. We got all kinds of resources on both of those websites. Anything you might need, anything you know, webinars or books, trainings, whatever you need, man, just listen, go and check it out. All right, once again, thank y'all for joining me. I love y'all. And y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.